Joining us from the National Weather Service in Indianapolis is meteorologist Greg Mello. Greg, I understand there's a possibility that we could see some strong to severe storms later this week. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, there is a isolated chance for a few storms on Wednesday. Right now, there's just a marginal risk, and we think the main hazards are going to be damaging winds and large hail, but there's still some uncertainty on for Wednesday, but we'll know more later today, hopefully, and through tomorrow morning.
Okay.
We'll have some questions.
Gotcha. And what parts of the state do you think will be most affected by that?
So the marginal risk got extended to a lot of our CWA or Central Indiana, but we think the best risk will be towards the northeast portions of Central Indiana.
And also, do you think other parts of the state might see some weather too, like maybe in northern or southern Indiana?
Yeah, there might be some isolated storms further south and west, but we think the best odds are northeast side.
Of course, this is also coming on the heels of basically what looks like a cold front, because it looks like temperatures are cooling down. When do you guys think that'll happen?
Yeah, so we think the cooler and drier will move in late Wednesday into early Thursday morning. You're really going to feel it when you wake up on Thursday, and then Thursday and Friday look great. Get some really nice fall-like weather just in time for the official start of fall. I'm excited.
Okay, and do you think we'll see any sort of like fog or mist or anything like that later in the, you know, in the mornings when you start waking up?
I wouldn't be surprised, yeah, for Thursday. Probably going to have some damp grounds and drier air aloft moving in, so I wouldn't be surprised for some fog Thursday morning. Hard to say this far out, though, but I could see that.
Do you happen to know the timeline of when the possible severe weather could hit?
So we don't have exact timing, but it looks like late Wednesday afternoon into the evening hours.
Okay.
That'll probably be the best timing.
Okay. And then when you look at the rest of the week, are we seeing cooler temperatures then maybe even bleed over into next week?
I did not look that far. I'm sorry. I did the short term last night. But okay. I think by the weekend we might have a few chances for some rain, some slight chances. I think Sunday there's some chance for thunderstorms. So I don't think the cool, dry air will stick around.
When it's a marginal risk like this, can you kind of explain to people what all goes into a marginal risk? I know it's like 1 out of 5. What does that normally mean?
Yeah, so marginal risk is, as you said, it's level 1 out of 5, and it really just means we're going to have some isolated storms. Unfortunately, when there's a marginal risk, usually that's when we have the most uncertainty and questions with the setup, but you know, we think there's a marginal chance for storms. We said maybe, you know, 1 or 2 storms, if not a few more than that. But we're kind of uncertain with the setup. And we're not too confident that there will be a widespread severe weather.
Okay, well, that's all I've got. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Nope, that was it.
All right, he is Greg Mello with the National Weather Service in Indianapolis. Greg, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.